Let's go to the newsline right now. And we are pleased to be joined by Ann Markley, who's the CEO and Executive Director of TESA, the organization that is the focus of our Stand Strong with Survivors telethon that's going on today. Started at 7 a.m., going until 7 p.m. Ann, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes. So the cause all surrounds providing resources and making sure there are the funds to provide those resources to people who are basically victims of domestic abuse in one way or another. And that could be physical abuse. That could be emotional abuse. Tell us who normally calls you looking for help.
You know, it really runs the gamut. I think what's important to know is that abuse can happen to anyone, and that we do have people that call in just needing advice. We have people calling in crisis that need safety planning in that moment. We have people that are looking for safe housing, legal support, support for their children, or also clinical services, and we can offer all of those when you call us for help.
And I know we've talked about it, and again, the events earlier this week just highlight the fact that we've seen a pretty dramatic increase in domestic violence-related calls from 2019 into 2020 here across Southern Colorado.
Mm-hmm. We definitely have. In 2019, we were seeing an average of about 800 calls a month, and in 2020, we were seeing between 12 and 1,300 calls a month, and that number has even increased this week following the weekend's incident.
And, of course, with this increase, that also means there's more taxation on the efforts going on at TESA. And, again, we are participating in the Stand Strong with Survivors telethon all day here across the networks of KRDO, including KRDO News Radio. And let's talk about the need and what these donations will help fund throughout TESA to help this life-saving work you guys do.
Well, what the funds will do from our community is to be able to come in as unrestricted dollars, which means that those dollars can go towards our greatest need at any given time. 100% of the funds do go to support the individuals that we serve. And so every dollar you donate does make an impact to bringing somebody into more safety, self-sufficiency, and the support that TESA can provide to them.
And this is, like you said, it runs the gamut as far as who contacts you. The type of abuse can also run the gamut. You get the sense in some of the police descriptions of what happened at the Canterbury Mobile Home Park this past weekend, that there had been some controlling behavior that had been noted. But do victims have a difficult time discerning when controlling behavior is, you know, just simple jealousy and when it's something more serious?
I think people definitely can, and that's why important that if you think that anything is off, give us a call and we can talk you through that. So many people believe that abuse just comes in one form, that it has to be signs of some sort of a physical attack, bruising, but it can be emotional abuse. It can be controlling, isolation from friends and family. It can also be financial abuse.
I was thinking about that, someone controlling a bank account and, mm-hmm. you know, then it escalates if there is, you know, some sort of move to break away. And for women who make that move to break away and then, you know, unfortunately find themselves being victimized at that point, is that too late in the process to be reaching out, or would you advise that's exactly when you need to reach out?
It's never too late to reach out. Anytime you think something isn't right, definitely do give us a call.
And again, this is you have a ton of resources at TESA, and this isn't just one demographic or one certain area. This is everyone can be impacted by these kind of domestic relationship issues, these intimate abuse relationships, and it just runs the gamut, as we've mentioned, and there's also a lot of great educational programs that TESA offers to help break this cycle and make things safer for the next generation and generations down the road.
Right, we do. We work in our schools locally to be able to provide that healthy relationship curriculum where we talk about what is a healthy versus an unhealthy relationship, looking at boundaries, consent, what that looks like so they can be educated for themselves and also for their friends, because violence does happen in teen relationships as well.
Well, and we do want to make sure that people are getting the word. Now is the time to stand strong with survivors. You can do that with a monetary donation. And if you'd like to give them a call, 719-826-HELP, or go to tessacs.org/telethon. But Anne, I'm thinking some people out there may want to do more than just donate. They may want to volunteer their time. Are there ways to get involved in this important cause?
There are. We always take volunteers in any way, shape, or form. But definitely people can volunteer to be a confidential victims advocate. You can go through training to be able to work directly with the individuals that we serve. Or we have organizations that will come in and do projects around the campus as well and support us.
Well, Anne, we want to thank you so much for everything you do throughout the community, really that life-saving work that you and the team at TESSA do. Again, we are taking donations. We're part of that Stand Strong with Survivors telethon going on until 7 o'clock tonight. The phone number, once more, we can't say this enough, 719-826-HELP, or make an online donation at tessacs.org/telethon. Anne, thank you so much again, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much for your support. Appreciate it.